Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey. Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, New York, Chicago, to Mississippi, let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
What's up, people? It's your boy Rodney Perry. Tune in, Rodney Perry Live. I'm really looking good right now. I like my gray hair is coming in, is acting right. You know, this thing, I don't know. My wife say you're lucky you got hair. And I'm like, you know what? Shut up, lady. I'm sick of you and your little wifeisms. Anyway, it's your boy Rodney Perry. I'm excited about this show today. First of all, thank you to my listeners already chiming in. Andromeda Jones is in the building. You'll see her on the show this Friday. Tara Love Diva Styles is in the building. Tara, how are you? Granny Wiles is in the building. Granny Wiles, is always a pleasure to see your face every morning. And we're here. A lot of crazy stuff going on in the world. Of course, this weekend, this happened. I'm reminded of Emmett Till. I'm reminded of Medgar Evers. I'm reminded of those moments in history where there was nobody else to come to your aid. How about that? A friend of mine and I had a little debate last night. We were talking about this whole thing. He said, man, I'm sick of people dancing and memeing about this whole thing. And I told him, I said, look, man, it's been too many opportunities in history, whether it's Tulsa, Oklahoma, or Rosewood, it's too many opportunities for people that look like us not to celebrate. So if a person takes some time out and does a meme or crack a joke about this, then so fucking be it. Excuse my language. Thank y'all for coming out today, man. All the jokes, it's crazy. My man Victor Marshall, Esquire, is in the building today. Victor, I would be interested to see what's the potential of legal ramifications after this weekend. I'm sure there are some assault charges. I'm sure to be taking everything into consideration, but I don't know. Trina Pinker's in the building. Good morning. The gray is amazing. Thank you, Granny Wilder. She said she likes my gray. Man, you got to lean into it because Father Time is undefeated. All right, guys, let's get the show cracking. My friends are working with me today. Me and this guy go back literally 25 years, if not more. I might be fudging the time because he looks better than me right now. I like him. My mom's going to sit. A good guy. He's probably the first person I saw with a musical instrument on stage. Just a great human being and a fabulously funny young man. Will Wallace, how are you, bro?
What's up, Rodney P? Rodney P. And hey, man. Man, you're working it. You're working it, bro.
Will Wallace, don't be nice to me. I know.
No, it's Rodney, why would I be nice to you, man? Come on.
First of all, Will Walls, you've taken the time to get your beard immaculate, okay? And it looks dark. You look youthful. I mean, all you could do is get some context. Are you single, Will Walls?
I am absolutely single, man. I'm single. Can you believe that?
What's it like out there in the streets, Will Walls?
Well, I'm not all excited now because I've been single for. I know, huh? You didn't know that, huh? I've been single for 13 years now. You know.
I think I remember when you first became single, and I was like, "Will Wall, are you sure?" You're like, "Nigga, I'm out."
Well, come on, man. I did 23 years, and you know, I'm grateful for
it. Why does this sound like that?
I know, huh? Because that's the way I've always heard it described in comedy as time. You know, I'm grateful for it. It was what it was, and then it was just time to go. It was just for me. One of the things that happened is that my mom passed away, and that had a whole lot to do with it. Because how you gonna tell your mom
everything? Because when mom is not there, it's like, and it's no reason to not be happy.
Right, right. I mean, how was I gonna tell my mama? It's hard. I couldn't tell my mama marriage was hard. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. How about that?
Soon as that was gone, it was just like, you know what? I could do bad by myself, you know?
Hey, how about that? Will Walls, talk to me about this, man. You're a man. Yeah. You're a man's man. Have you ever been accused of being less than a man?
Well, I don't understand what you're saying. What do you mean?
Have you ever been accused of like, I'll unpack it a little bit later. Let's get my other guests in here. Welcome to the show. Super funny lady. I met her during the pandemic, and we become fast friends. She was friends with my man G, the director, and we became fast friends. And she's a fabulous comedian. Welcome to the stage, and Dana Keel. Dana, how are you?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
What's up, Dana?
Hey, man. This is Rodney Perry, RP Live, the podcast. Thank you guys for joining me today. We got a rousing conversation. And what I was asking Will is this, man. Like, I don't know if you've heard this as of late, but what's his name? Wayne Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne Brady has come out as a pansexual.
What the hell? What's a pansexual? What?
Will, you're smarter than me and you don't know.
What
about you? Wayne, do you know what a pansexual is? Can you educate us?
Yes, that means that you consider yourself like dating sexual across the spectrum. So you will women,
females, fluid people, everybody's on a team.
Pan meaning all.
So isn't that like people. Bisexual?
Like, so it's, well, pansexual is, I would say, kind of a step above.
It's a super bisexual. It's a bisexual with a K.
Right. It's like, yeah, because okay. Like I feel like if you're bisexual, you're kind of leaning on two genders, whereas pansexual is saying that if a person is non-binary, if a person is queer, okay. If a person is
whatever
transsexual, transgender, you know, all across the
LGBTQIA,
QS,
all of them are on the table for you.
Whatever shows up, you're gonna do it.
Yeah, if you're attracted to it, and you may do it.
Well, I'm attracted to women, straight up. Just that's I'm all about.
Hey, Jerry, the greatest pansexual dates the whole buffet.
Come on, Jerry, the great.
So the pansexual is like going to Golden Corral and having a little bit of everything.
No, I'm only about the females. That's it.
But that's not what I was asking you.
Okay, what's your question?
We as men, right?
Yeah.
Like I grabbed this video, man. Let me let you see what. Thinking about when I brought this up, man.
I just want to think about my answer because I think I know what you're saying, but I'm just trying to be, I'm trying to be nice, Rodney.
Listen to this guy.
Coming of age, I didn't have a man in my life, a father in my life to guide me through that. My mom did that, which probably made me even ultra feminine, which is I have no shame of being super feminine. You know, I remember in the 90s, We don't have the support in the LGBT community like now than we did then. So growing up in the 90s, we're like, are you gay? Like a lot of people question if I was, because I was feminine. I'm still feminine. I sit the way I sit. I act the way I act. My mannerisms are my mom's. But it was a very And I'm strong with my femininity. I think it's a superpower. But that, and when you know who you are, when you love who you are, how you are, how you vibe, that's what it's about. I like girls. Never was attracted to men. I'm attracted to females, but I'm feminine.
I get it.
Wow. So, yeah. I mean, I'm a product of a single parent home. My mother raised us, but not for one second did I ever feel like my feminine side was stronger than my masculine side. Had you ever gave that any thought?
I get what you're saying. And I will identify. I like what Will.i.am said, because I was raised by a single mom who raised six kids by herself. I got five sisters. So I'm well in tune with my emotions. So I kind of feel like that attributes to my ability to communicate. I've always been a great communicator because I've been around all this estrogen all my life. You know, my father died when I was 10, you know, and my mama never remarried.
So based on the theory he threw out there, that you could have easily become Will.i.am.
Absolutely. But I feel like
through some circumstances that didn't happen. So how did it not happen?
Well, I just feel like what I'm saying is that I've been in tune with my emotions all my life, not knowing. I agree with what he said. It's like a superpower. You know, I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable around women. You know, I'm not intimidated by gay men or whatever. I ain't intimidated by that at all. You know, to each his own. Do your thing. You know, and I, you know, people did say the same thing that they said about Will.i.am. People would think that I was gay because I came up with all these women.
I never thought you were gay for one second. I never thought you were gay for one second.
I know, because you know me. Because you know
no,
me.
No, but I there's people that we know that we've been around, and I said to myself, that nigga gay.
No. Oh, I see what you're saying. No. No, but I've had that where people, I had a gay dude tell me, you gay, you just don't know it yet. I'm like, nah, I think I would know.
Yeah,
I've literally had a guy tell me that before. I was like, I know.
That's but if I can jump in, Will, I think it's funny, both of y'all are Will. Y'all are both Will. Will.i.am, Will Walls, you don't present. Like, I think one of the things that I was tuned into, because I am a single mother with one boy, that I tuned into that he was saying is that his mannerisms, you know, like were like his mom's. And I'm getting the sense from you that you know, and he directly connected to not having a father, therefore not someone to model his behavior by. And so I'm guessing that you still figured out what in this society we still call male mannerisms, because even though people have accused you, it doesn't sound like, and from obviously nothing I've seen in this brief time, you're presenting anything that might make us question. Whereas Will.i.am says, I embrace my femininity. I've, you know, my feminine side. So do you think you ever had mannerisms that presented a certain way?
I feel like if you were around me enough, you will see those mannerisms come out. Now, I do have to say that I was a big fan of my father. You know, them 10 years I had on this planet, this dude was 6'5", built like the Hulk, and, you know, big booming voice. And I remember as a child mimicking him. I remember that. You know what I mean? So
he passed away, but you had enough working knowledge of him to be like him.
Correct. And I'm William Wesley Walls Jr. Yes. So, you know, that hit me hard. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but then I was raised by my mom and I have five sisters. You know what I mean? So going through puberty and just all that, you know, I mean,
it seems a little more common. Me and my daughter were talking about this morning, Dana, and you're a mother of a boy. Is that something that you even consider his sexuality, or is that something we should just not worry about?
Because I'm a woman, I'm still a Gen Xer, so I still feel like I'm as much as progressive as I am, as allied as I am, I'm still a woman of that time. So yeah, I still worry about it, but I don't worry about it with him because it's pretty clear where he's at. He's heterosexual, and his father died. His father died when he was eight going on nine.
Okay.
But, and even though his father wasn't in the home, I feel like I don't see anything you know, that presents as feminine. And it, he even though his father wasn't in the home, he got enough of a snapshot. And, you know, even shortly after his father's death, he said he considered himself a daddy's kid, you know, like not even a mother's boy. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, and right, because it just felt like the balance of time. What do you mean? And right. So I don't worry about it because I just haven't seen it, but it crossed my mind to not worry about it. But I'm also grateful that, you know, like if he turned out to be homosexual and all the things, then that would be that. But, you know, but he, you know, he turned out to be heterosexual. So I'm happy with that.
Hey man, you know, as a parent, man, and you know, I think there's way more stock put on boys becoming homosexual than we put on girls becoming lesbian. Like, do we evaluate the girl situation? Say, well, I'm a father of five girls, and I would evaluate it the same way. But I guess in my mind, and I'm ignorant. Let me start here. I'm an idiot, so I don't know. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Like I think just in my mind, it's intrusive to have somebody be a guy, your son be a guy, and love a guy. But it seems less intrusive for a girl to live that same life. Am I tripping?
You know, I think that the thing is that, like, if my son, because your kids are your kids, you know, my kids are in their 30s, and I, you know, they're going to always be my kids, and I'm always thinking about my kids, kind of worried about my kids, their well-being, so to speak, right?
Yes.
So now, if my son was gay, the thing that I would worry about is how hard he would have it as being in that demographic.
That's that choice. Yeah. Right. That's the thing. Only unless you were absolutely that.
I just, wait, say that again because I didn't hear you.
I said, like, you wouldn't, if you weren't gay, you wouldn't choose to be gay because it's a tough life.
Right, right. Because, I mean, it's like, it's bad enough. I don't want to say it's bad enough, but you're already black in a patriarchal, white patriarchal world. You already got that going, right? So then you add something else on top of that. That's like, wow. I mean, I let's just put it this way. I have empathy for that demographic.
Okay, here goes Dana, Will Walls. Here we go. So this is totally hypothetical. Your sons turned out to be gay. Your son turned out to be gay. Do you want him with a black guy? Does race matter?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a good question.
You know who I'm thinking about right now? Remember, what's that dude's name? Derek. Remember Derek? His joke he used to say on
stage. Yes.
He used to say he liked white men, and then everybody'd be like, "What? What are you talking about?" And he said, "I liked him face down in the pillow." That was his joke.
Oh God! Yeah, I forgot that video.
That's funny. Yes. That's a good question. Here's the thing. My son has only dated he's dated Latino.
Really? But you're in California. That can happen in California. My son's in California, and he loves Latino girls.
And he is an artist. He's a visual artist, and so many of his friends are either Asian, Latino, maybe white, but I don't see, other than the friends that were mothers with me, and we had, all of us had black boys and friends. So I think I've already kind of braced the fact that even if he was gay and he dated outside the race, I'm okay with that because that's what he's already doing.
He's already doing it.
It wouldn't, and honestly, on that level, it wouldn't matter because the one thing that he's, you know, taught me about that is that, you know, love, even though I know it's the slogan for the Pride community, love is love. You know,
How about that?
You know, we believe that we've progressed enough that love is love. If he loves, you know, outside, then that's what it is.
Love is love.
Love is love. Hey, great conversation. Hey, my name is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. Will Walls in the building. One of my oldest and dear friends. A pleasure to see your face, Will Walls. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
It's been a while. It's definitely been a while.
Hey, are you still working? Are you still out there beating up the clubs and stuff?
You know, the crazy thing that happened is that in 2020, I went back to school, Rodney, in 2020, right?
Why did you do that?
Well, you know, I was on the phone having a conversation with a good friend of mine, and she was telling me about her brother. And her brother, I knew her brother. I used to date this one girl, right? And I knew her brother. And her brother, she was always telling me about him. And she said, yeah, he's a professor now. And I knew him when he was unemployed, not doing nothing. And I watched his life change. I watched school change his life. And then we got him on the phone. And he said, yeah, school changed my life, bro. And I'm like, maybe I should add this to what I'm doing, because I was doing my consulting thing, helping small business owners and entrepreneurs get more through the language of sales. That's what I was doing. And so I decided to jump back in school. I didn't know whether, you know, I could do it or not. I hadn't been in school in over 20 years. So I jumped back in school at PCC.
Are you a better student now than you were as a young man, as a child?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody should go to school later in life. I do, because you got so much experience, you know, and you know me, come on, I'm a comedian, I'm a talker, whatever. So the professors be asking the questions and I want to give the baby some, you know what I mean? I got an opinion. So I'm biting my lip not to talk, because I got an opinion about everything, but it's like, let me let the babies have some, you know what I mean? So I think it's been fascinating to go to school later in life, because you've got all this experience and you bring so much to the table. They be talking about certain things, and I raise my hand because I got an opinion. Yeah, I got a question about that.
Of course you got an opinion.
Yeah. So it's like you bring so much to the table because you have you have experience and opinions. So I started going to PCC, graduated from the junior college with my degree in anthropology. And then I transferred to the University of Riverside, where I'm a junior right now. I'll be a senior this year. And my bachelor's is in anthropology, law, and society. And then I have to declare for graduate school, and I'll be studying linguistic anthropology, because I'm all about language. And, you know, everything I've always been has been about people. Studying,
right.
Comedian, sales guy, people, and then the language of sales. So linguistics is nothing but the exchange of goods and services, that language of the exchange of goods and services that's been around for thousands of years. So that's where it all ties into me.
That's super interesting, Will Walls, man. Thank you for sharing that. I mean, the idea of going back to school is something that has never piqued my interest personally. I mean, I'm like, I don't want to do it. But the idea of going back and reconnecting, because to do something as an adult, your focus would have to be, you know, 10 times what it was as a young 20 years old.
Well, let's tell the truth here. I couldn't have gone to school at 22 and been focused. That wasn't going to happen. I couldn't have done it. Plain and simple. God knew what he was doing. I could only have gone back to school or gone to school at the age that I'm at, because your priorities change. And so I think this has been good for me.
Dana Keel, she's in the building. Dana, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show today. Did you see this thing? Tory Lanez might catch 13 years for shooting Meg Thee Stallion. Tory Lanez may, and it looks like he's gonna at the very least do at least 5 or 7 years. The whole situation when they were out, and he took a gun and shot her in the foot. Right. She came under fire a lot.
A lot.
What's your thoughts with this whole thing with Tory Lanez and Meg Thee Stallion?
Wow, my head is blown, because I feel like, you know, we see the high publicity of like the trial, and then you forget sentencing and all the decisions seem to come later and all that. And so things, because of how fast it all moves, you forget about one thing. Looking at the Montgomery brawl, we've forgotten about everything, including this. I do want to say this though. Shout out to you, Will, for anthropology. Like when I went to school for engineering, I wanted to be sociology, but I came up in this household again as a Gen Xer where they were like, you got to be math or science. Go
make some money. Yeah.
Yeah. Go, yeah. And interestingly enough, had I known about anthropology, I know now as an adult, that's what I really wanted, even more than sociology. I wanted to study people, but not just the surface of people at the sociology level, but anthropology. But I didn't even have a concept for the word. And then what I would have done was gone to law school, which is kind of what, to me, that feed is. So I'm just shouting you out, and I'm re-inspired. Like, do I want to go back to school again?
You know,
for anthropology. Speaking of people and all these things, I think the sentence is the sentence. I think, you know, based on everything he did it, like, I think from the gate, it, and here I had such, and I'll say this, I'm sided with Megan, because typically, like, if I have no reason to believe that a victim is lying about being a victim, then, you know, like, she got shot in the foot. She was in a car.
Right.
There were two people in the car. He had to be the shooter. So I mean, my biggest thing in this country.
I feel similarly about the young lady, Carly, that has this whole thing. I'm like, there are too many women that's actually, like, I don't want to demonize this girl, because whatever the situation that caused her to say whatever she said, I get it. And the reality is that she made it home okay, and that's a good thing.
She did. So with him, and because I'm waiting for that shoe to drop. I hope they don't sentence her with anything. Like, I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know what that's going to be. So, but to Tory Lanez, I feel like my biggest thing in this country is he did the crime. He's got to do with the time. I love it. Alvin B, I stand with Megan. My biggest thing always is I want to make sure that this is, from a justice standpoint, is this on par with what y'all would give anybody else under the same circumstances? My challenge always in this country is A, get the guilty guy, black or white. But I always hate that we are disproportionately sentenced, disproportionately all these things. And I know that this may not necessarily be the moment for that concern, but just as someone who's probably old enough to be Tory Lanez's mother, I'd recognize that my child did something wrong. He deserves to go to jail, whatever the punitive action is, the consequence for the horrible choice. Right. But my concern for our people in this country, period, is always is, you know, if the other does the same thing, is 13 years what somebody else would get for that? And 13 years sounds reasonable. Let's let it be
fair.
Say that, huh?
Let's let it be fair.
Because I agree that there should be a consequence. I believe that he should, you know, go to jail, whatever, all the things. Just let it be fair, you know, comparatively across the board. And I wish Megan absolute peace, you know, from this, and peace and safety for her experience. Because again, I stand with her at the center of it all. I was in New Orleans. I did not stay to see her at the concert, but I still stand. I absolutely stand with her. But I believe he should be punished. And so until I know something different, I agree with the sentencing.
Hey, y'all, this is Roddy Perry. Tune in to Roddy Perry Live. I'm going to kill at Mr. Will Walls. Hey, Will, you know, anthropology and language, man. Let's talk about this, bro. Code switching, right? And it's a word that's referenced to blacks a lot of time in corporate America, how we're able to adjust and use language to our advantage, whether that be, you know, the modern English or whatever we do to live with our white counterparts, right?
No.
But let me get into it though. We code switch, but don't. They don't learn. Like, I was watching an interview with Terrence Crawford, that he just unified the welterweight title. And I watched the interview, and Terrence Crawford, he asked him a question. He's like, yeah, when I was a kid, I was bad. And of course, you know what it means to be a bad kid. I know what it means to be a bad black kid. But this guy didn't. The white guy that was interviewed, he's like, so what? So you're like a bad boxer, or did you learn? I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? This dude was so at a loss. He was so at a loss with just the phrase "a bad kid," and it let know in that moment that people that don't look like us don't speak our language. Jamie Foxx had a situation just yesterday, and they accused him of being anti-Semitic. I'm gonna read what he posted. So Jamie Foxx posted this phrase. You hear white people say stuff like all the time. Oh, here it goes. They killed this dude named Jesus. What do you think they'll do to you? Fake friends, fake love. They killed Jesus. What do you think they'll do with you? That's not anti-Semitic at all.
I was trying to figure out what are you talking about? What?
But the Jews, the Jewish people ran into that. Like, why would he use Jesus? And he had to apologize for making an anti-Semitic remark.
And this when is wasn't why, really at all. This is why I love that I study language and anthropology, because the English language is a very connotative language. Connotative, mm-hmm. not denotative. Connotative meaning okay. that he's a dog. Okay. He's a dog. That doesn't mean he's literally a dog, you know, but that's literally all through the English language, which means you can imply, you can infer, you can straight out lie. Other languages aren't like that. They're verb centric. You know, like you can't say in, let's say like West Cherokee, I think that's the language. You can't say the man, the horse kicked the man. You can't say that because they wouldn't say that because horses don't kick men. You know, the man would have had to have done something.
They didn't have a word. They don't even have a word for that.
The man would have had to done something to get himself kicked by the horse. That's how you'd have to say it. So, you know, this is why I'm so fascinated by language. You know, what's interesting, you talk about code switching. I remember Rodney Perry, when I first started doing comedy, remember the End Zone Comedy Club?
I do, vividly.
And I was from the suburbs. So them Negroes was not feeling me. They was not feeling my vernacular. To speak their language. They was not feeling my vernacular.
You had to learn how to speak their language. Their language. I had
to learn how to speak the language. And it took me a long time to figure out what was that language that I needed to speak to relate to my people. Because they wasn't feeling me at all. You know, so I went and got my bass, which got me very comfortable. You know, and that's how I did it, through music. That's how I ultimately did it, through music and language. You know, that's what I did in order to relate. But then, you know, what's crazy is, you remember Dugar used to bring me up, and he used to say, this next guy, well, how do I say this? He's an ordinary guy. That's how he would bring me up. And that meant I was going to have to dig out of this hole, because everybody has in their mind that I'm an ordinary guy. So that means I'm not from the
hood. Whatever that means. Whatever that means.
So I'd get up there and they're like, oh, great. Here we go. We got a Candace Owen talking, brother. Okay, here we go. So what I did, that's when I wrote that joke, Rodney. I don't know if you remember. My opener, where I walk up, let people look at me, and then I start talking. My name is Bill. I'm from Concord.
Yeah.
That's how I wrote that piece, because people didn't expect me to talk that way. So I leaned into it. I leaned into it and I stayed in that character for as long as I wanted to. And I just made a joke out of it. I made it funny, you know, that I was from, you know, I wasn't from 98th and Eats. My vernacular wasn't as hood. Let's say I didn't have that hood right. vernacular.
But don't we as blacks in America, a lot of us fall into that idea and we are forced to kind of speak all these different languages. Yeah. You know, I speak hood, right. And I speak in different cities. Like I can navigate Chicago, L.A., motherfucking Atlanta. I understand how black people communicate throughout America. But right. I also have to understand how whites communicate throughout America as well. And whites don't have to understand the other half.
Well, yeah, that's interesting. Wow, that is really interesting. But see, the thing is, it's to our advantage to have all these dialects. It's totally to our advantage, you know, because what I learned about language is that it's never wrong. It's never wrong.
How about that?
It's about communication. If I'm saying something to you and you get it and you understand, guess what? Correct.
Correct.
You got it.
Hey, guys, I got my buddy joining us, Hollywood Hop. He's a regular on the show. He's going to be on Friday. Hop, good. How are you?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Look at that beard.
You couldn't see us. Wait a minute, Hop, good. Are you wearing Sci-Fi on your shirt?
You said what?
Is that Omega Sci-Fi shirt?
No, this is a True Religion shirt. Please, no black.
I'm joking.
joking. No blasphemy.
I'm joking. Hey, so you couldn't do the show tonight. What do you normally watch on? Facebook?
Yeah, I always wake up and I check it on Facebook.
Okay, so it won't run on my fan page, which where you're probably watching until 1 p.m. So we're on my personal page and we're on YouTube right now. Okay. But welcome to the show, Hollywood Hop. We're talking about a number of things. That young man in the corner is Will Wall. That is Dana Keel. And that young man is Hollywood Hop. You're here at perfect time in Hollywood Hop. It's time for a spelling bee. That's right.
Come on, man. Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
He's an avid Schoolhouse Rocker, so he's serious.
Yes.
Uh-oh, stop right there. Rito Brown is in the building. Super funny gentleman. You can catch Rito and I every Tuesday on a show called We Finna Argue. We literally argue every single Tuesday, and it's a ball of fun. This is a bit that I'm actually developing for that show, but I said, you know what, let's do a spelling bee. All right, here we go. Will Walls.
Oh, you got to be kidding me, first. Man.
Yes.
Well, can I do a disclaimer first? So I'm about the social aspects of linguistics. I'm not talking about the grammatical aspects of,
I believe
you. Anybody spell something wrong yet?
Ain't nobody spelled nothing wrong yet. Will Walls, for 100,000 points.
Let me get the Google.
Spell accommodation.
Oh, wait a minute. Accommodations.
Need a lifeline?
Can I buy a vowel? Can I buy a verb?
Yes.
Accommodation. A-C-C-A-M. I can't see it in my mind. Let me write it. I got to write it. How are we doing a spelling bee? A-C-C-O-M. A-D-A-T-I-O-N.
I don't know.
No idea. No. Very close, very close, very close. Just spell A-C-C-O-M-M-O-D-A-T-I-O-N.
Oh, okay.
Two C's, two E's, and O's.
Okay.
All right, these are the top 10 commonly misspelled words. This is stuff. All right, Dana Keel, for $150,000. Spell the word necessary.
Necessary. Necessary. N-E-C-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y. Hold on. One C. N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y. Necessary.
She got $100,000. Give it to her.
Hey, hold some.
All right, Rito Brown.
Hey, wait. No, it's Hollywood. It's Hollywood turn. I just got here, man. Don't just throw me
in
the spelling bee.
Youth before age.
See? All right. Hey, make the word easy, Rodney. I wasn't good at spelling bees. I was out in the first round, actually, in my high school.
Hey, yo, Rito Brown. Here we go. Calendar.
Calendar. See, the problem is I look up calendar a lot, too. It's C-A-L-E... And D-E-R? No. Where I fuck up at?
You were going good to the end.
C-A-R.
D-A-R.
D-A-R?
D-A-R.
Fuck.
All right, Hollywood, how good? Big break to everybody. For $200,000 in a... Tell the word questionnaire.
Questionnaire. Q U E S T I O N E E R.
Horribly wrong.
Why gotta be horrible? Q U E S.
It was. You put in some word letters. Then you start spelling another word toward the end.
Put just the last two letters. That wasn't bad.
It was
no, funny. No. You don't know how to spell it. Okay, here goes the word. This is a really misspelled word.
Right.
Q-U-E-S questionnaire. Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-N. R-A-I-R-E.
Yeah.
My only question is always the two N's. When I have to spell it, the A-I-R-E is not the problem. I always have to remember that it's two N's.
Ron, you'd have to say terribly in front of folks.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I didn't know we was doing a spelling bee. Come on, man.
We are doing a spelling bee.
Are we done with this part of the show?
It's not over, Will.
Come on,
brother,
man.
Will.
You're killing me with this.
You got a round two?
For $500,000 and the lead.
I have to write it down. Whatever.
Nah, you can't do that. Damn it.
Spell receive.
Oh, I know that one.
So it's R-E-C-I-E-V-E. Receive, right?
Ronnie mad because you got it too quick.
So I have to write it down. I can't. I don't see in my mind. I got too much going on. In my
what did
mind,
you say? I want to make surgery. What did you say?
I have to write it down because in my mind, it's just too much visual, too much stuff going on.
Receipt is another one that's messed up a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Will Walls. Receive.
Oh, I already spelled it.
I mean, spell it one more time. Let me hear it.
You got it right.
R-E-C-I-E-V-E. R-E-C-I-E-V-E. Receive.
I before E, except after C.
Mm-hmm. That's not always.
That's true. How I was taught.
Wait. Did I get it wrong?
You know, I lost the spelling bee because of that.
I before E except after C. Oh,
that's how I was taught.
That's not true. I lost the spelling bee because of that shit.
Rita, what word?
No, you lost the spelling because you didn't know.
Oh, that's not
no,
right.
Weird. The word I weird.
I after
E. Oh.
It's I before E.
No, but I know there's no C.
After C, that changed.
So it's spelled weird, and I spelled the word wrong, and I went to my teacher like, yo, you said
I'm not arguing with you. I'll tell you how to spell a word.
He was like, oh, no, but there's weird words like weird. I'm like,
it's always I before E on stuff like that. I mean, if it's not a C, then you still go back to the first prerequisite.
This is a good one. You should be able to get this for 150,000 points.
Damn, we get money.
$650,000. Spell word surprise.
This is me?
Yeah, this is you.
No, this,
okay,
he won't just get paid.
Yeah, you skip
money. Okay,
surprise. This is Rito Brown.
Oh, Rito.
Rito,
okay.
Rito Brown.
I was about to say, because he give out.
This is for me? you skipped her.
It don't matter. I'm picking the order.
S-U-R-P. It's not P-R-I... S-E? No.
Say it with an exclamation point. Well done.
No,
Rito Brown.
I got it right. I got it right.
You got it right. You got it right. You got it right. Goodness gracious.
The way I spelled it.
Yeah, you're right.
You got to say it with confidence.
S-E? Maybe?
Maybe?
Perpendicular?
What I went $500,000, right? Rodney got it too.
You went
the IRS is watching all this.
Rodney got it.
Okay, hold on. I got this coming.
Y'all watch the letter Rodney give me because he trying to make me look dumb. Y'all see no, that, right?
I don't want you to look dumb. All right, Hollywood Hopgood for $1 million.
Allegedly.
Hold on. Spell the word acquire. Acquire.
Yeah.
A-C-Q-U-I-R-E.
A-C-Q-U-I-R-E is correct. He's got $1 million. He's got $1 million.
Allegedly, IRS. Allegedly.
All right. Wow. Dana Keel. Wow, you're absolutely the smartest person on the panel.
There's no doubt about it. The pressure.
Dana Keel for $2 million.
Damn.
Conscientious.
That is crazy.
Conscientious. Conscientious. Let me see if I can get it.
He texted you the number right now.
No, I'm trying to make sure I can get there. I feel like there's I'm missing something at the end. Conscientious. I can't.
You got the back of it. You got the back of it. You just need the middle.
C-O-N. Conscientious. C-O-N. Oh, wow.
Ooh, that's a bad one. That's a bad one, Rodney. That's a good one.
Okay. C-O-N-C-S-C-I-E-N-T-O-N.
Start over, because you lost me halfway through. Yeah, you started.
Sorry. Surprise clean show. This is a hard because I think I had to deal with this one a couple of weeks ago and I struggled. Let me see. Conscientious.
And you know why this is so hard for us? Because nobody spells anymore.
Right.
You gotta think if you dial a number in your phone, three letters, it's gonna spell it out.
Yeah.
And it gives it to you. Conscientious. You of course picked me for the hardest one. C.
You say you're smart.
That's what he says. C-O-N. Conscientious.
Spell the first part.
Hold on. C-O-N.
Hold on.
Conscientious. I'm nervous. C-O-N-S-C.
$2 million on the line.
I know. I-E-N-T-O-U-S.
Mm.
I feel like the I is missing. It's not missing I. Hold on.
Let me try one more time. You're going to try Wiki
one more shot, and I'll give it final answer. We'll let it go no matter what.
Your wall face is hilarious to me.
I know, because this is a hard one, man.
It is a hard one.
It is.
I don't know if I could spell this word if I wasn't looking at it.
I wouldn't be able to.
Okay. Conscientious. Consignant. Okay. C-O-N-S-C. I-E-N. No. Shoot. I can't get it straight. This is now the age is showing.
You was right.
That's my Meg this time. C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-T. This is the money part. T-O-U-S. It's an I right there after T in it.
Yeah, that's what you said.
You said it like two times. You had it.
You had it
both times.
Okay. Let's help her out.
We need
the word conscious. It's T O N S C I E N T I O S.
Shit.
I kept. Ah.
How disrespectful!
I would have never. Done.
I'd have left. Trent
Pierce said she looked it up.
Wait a minute.
How many rounds of this are we about to do of the King's English?
Hold on.
We are.
$3 million, Will Walls, for $3 million. Wow. Spell fulfill.
Oh, fulfilled.
Use it in a word. Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Yes.
Yeah, people ask me why I got these flowers.
She was not fulfilled. You divorced her.
Oh, that's dirty. That's dirty.
I guess I deserve that.
So disrespectful.
F-U-L-L-E-D. Fulfilled?
I didn't fulfill, but you're correct. That is $3 million. F-U-L-F-U-F-U-L-L-L. Fulfill.
Let me hold something, Will.
Will Walls, $3 million. Well done. All right. Now let's go. Will Walls is first. Let's go back around one more time. Okay. Rita Brown. I believe you can do this. I believe in you because you're smarter than you look. It's called Sunbeam. Rita Brown for $5 million.
Damn.
$5 million. Spell liaison.
Spell what?
Liaison.
Liaison. There's no way I'm going to spell this word. I'm going to let y'all know. I've never seen this word in my life.
See the word. See the word.
In the audience, like, are you crazy?
I've never seen this word in my life. Where's a pen? I don't want y'all to think of.
Yeah, I'm trying to visualize it too. I've heard it, but I haven't seen it.
I've never seen this word before.
Liaison.
All right, I'm writing it out. L-E-A.
$5 million.
I don't know, Rodney. What is
not, it's not L-E. It's not L-E.
It's what?
It's L-I. It's not
L-E. Yeah, definitely L-I.
L-I-A-I. No. Lee A. I don't know, Rodney. What is
L-I-E?
You said L-I-A-I. Son.
Son.
S-O-N?
$5 million for real, bro?
Is that a real word?
Yes.
Yes.
What the fuck does that mean, Rodney?
You should always
what
say that mean. Not have it used in a sense.
Is it like a meeting or like a clandestine meeting?
No. Liaison.
You see that shit? You see that? That's that Navy in him trying to come out.
And the other meeting is like a bridge. You know, like.
Here, Popeye. Don't be trying to make us feel like we're dumb up in these streets.
Right.
And first, you're not dumb, and he's here today. Hollywood Hop came in off the bench. He's in his living room with immaculate background. All right. Hollywood Hop, good. This is going to be easy for you. $10 million at stake.
That's a 5.0.
Maintenance.
Ooh. M-A-I-N-T. ENCE.
We'll get another shot at it. We gave everybody else another shot at it. Hear the word. Say the word. Maintenance.
M-A-I-T-E-N-E-N-C-E.
Almost so close, but so far away. It's M-A-I-N. T-E-N-A-N-C-E, maintenance.
Ants. I forgot the ants. The ants.
The ants, right.
Yeah. Are we back to the top?
5.0 for me.
Back to the top. I thought we were done with this. This is painful.
No, he got to get his money back.
Let's talk. Let's talk.
I came here and got broke quick, didn't I?
Right.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Dan Keel, Will Wall says this thing is painful.
I just want to talk. Can we talk?
Here goes. Last word. Will, I won't come to you again. I promise.
You promise.
Dan Keel, relevant.
Relevant.
That one, shit.
That one. Relevant. R-E-L-E-V-A-N-T. Relevant.
That's easy.
Relevant. Wow. He pulled that down like a gangster.
They split your money, dog. They split your money.
For $20 million, the word relevant. Thank you, Dan Keel. You walk away with all the money. Well done. Well freaking done. Will Walls.
They split the money,
dog. You may owe us.
That's cool because I owe everybody.
Hey, speaking of owing people, with the man with the best credit on the panel, Hollywood Hopgood, Hollywood. You look smart, but you are wrong.
Dumb and mother.
And Rita Brown arguably made the dumbest man on the panel, and you killed it. You fucking smashed it.
Ronnie, we know you can't spell.
Look it up. Put me to the test. I'll take a word
from you. Let's get a word from Rodney then. I need to see your hands off the computer, though, Rodney.
Hey, I got all my hands up. Okay, Ronnie, I got you.
Let me give him one. Let me give him one.
Ambidextrous.
First of all, it's ambidextrous. So let's be fair.
So run that back. Hold on.
Is that right?
Yep.
Spell it again.
I already did. I got another that says.
Well, let's get one more. Perpendicular.
Perpendicular. P-E-R-P-E-N-D-I-C-U-L-A-L-I-R.
You close.
Yeah.
You want a second chance on that one?
P-E-R-P-E-N-D-I-C-U-L-A-R.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Perpendicular. It's perfect. People say it. People say the ER. They say it like that.
How about extracurricular?
C-U-R-R-I-C-U-L-I-A-R. I-R.
Which one? A-R or
I-R? I-A-R. Perpendicularly.
A-R. It's that same A-R. That family.
Is it A-R? P-E-N-P-E-R.
A-R or perpendicular. A-R.
U-L-A-R. Okay, got it. Okay. You got some Will Walls?
No.
Okay, hot Rodney. Look at you in disgust.
Why are we doing this?
This is going to be the clips on the internet.
Right.
Yeah, Rodney got voice type on the internet. Yeah.
How much time we got, Rodney?
We're down to the home stretch. Wow, crazy show today. First of all, thank each and every one of you. Will Walls came in. Will said, I just talked, man. I know this is going to be a fucking test. But you're educated, Will. That's the only reason I came up with it. Dana Keel,
one
on the panel. Huh?
You don't do this spelling bee thing all the time?
No. I do it. I'm always thinking of bits.
He's peppering.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
That was fun, though, right?
It was.
Had us
on the edge of our seat.
English, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, so what? I feel like, you know, it's really.
But it's a battle, though. It's a battle. Rito Brown, what you think? What's your thoughts? What you think of the game?
I think it's cool. I think. Like, if I did it again, I would definitely be the host. I'm not spelling shit no more. it's cool. It's a cool little game.
All right. Hey, man, great game. Will Walls, how do you stay in touch, bro?
Maybe you should add a part that has to do with our dialect. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That would be interesting. That would be
a word spelling bee.
Well, it wouldn't be a spelling bee. It would be a meaning bee. What does this word mean? Or what does this mean? You know what I mean? And test our ability to know what this means amongst our people, our dialect.
Right. Do a hood spelling bee. How you spell air?
Who?
It's a hood spelling bee.
I'm not saying a spelling bee. I'm talking about the meaning. What does this mean when somebody says this? What does it mean? That's what
I'm talking about a meaning bee.
That's kind of cool, though.
That would be interesting. You should add that, Rod. A meaning bee. What does this mean when they say that?
A meaning bee.
That
would be good.
I like it. Ambidextrous.
That's what I said. He also had erudite, which we didn't do.
A meaning bee. I like that.
We could do that next time. Do a meaning
bee. Come up with hood stuff like am. What does am mean?
Right. I don't know what erudite means. I don't know what does the word mean, Dana.
Just bright, smart, swift. You know, like just like you are the intelligent. It's another kind of academic type word. Like you are an academic.
I'm not necessarily academic, but words aren't big words. Every word is several tiny words. And I learned that from Akilah and B.
I love
that's not true though, Rodney. That's not true.
That's a fact.
No, that's not a fact, nigga.
That's an absolute fact. Every word is tiny words.
If you look at ambidextrous
means something, dexterous means something.
Right.
Do a hood meaning bee. That's what you need to do.
I like it.
That would be interesting.
Give me a hood word. Give me something.
We have to get out of here. I wanted to say something about Montgomery. I know it's day two, but
okay. Let's get out of here. Let's talk about Montgomery before we go. Danny, go ahead, please.
I just wanted to have, as someone who's from Huntsville, Alabama, who went to school in Tuskegee, who spent much time in Montgomery, I'm just like, I'm so for it. I called my girlfriend yesterday who still lives there, who's from there. And we were just like, everybody should visit Montgomery to just kind of see where it was. Like I felt like the event, as a person who is from Alabama, I felt like it put Alabama on the map, honestly, in a good way. I'm out here. I'm kind of like everybody. I don't necessarily condone violence. I agree with that. But I condone doing what needs to be done. One of the things I did learn from talking to her is that because Montgomery is majority Black and it is very much a blue spot in a red state, those people who started the fight are not from, they were not from Montgomery. They were from Selma. If you're white in Montgomery, you know what time it is. But they were from, those guys were from Selma, and they owned, I forgot what kind of, they have a business in Selma, but their whole business pulled all internet. They've had to close. People have gotten to them, which all of which I think they deserve in this moment. And all that. So I just,
if those other Black people weren't there, then guess what? That brother would have got his ass beat him there prior to a pole to death.
Probably, yeah, they probably would have. But the thing is, again, Montgomery is majority Black. If nothing else, what it appeared is that even security had his back. Even if when he threw the hat,
my pension, everything, I'm done with.
Yeah, but when he threw the hat, you know, eventually even the security people who worked security for the boat company, they eventually, to me, they were all Black people. They took sides. But I just want to shout that whole situation out. I love to see it. I will watch it all week. I can't get enough. Just all the parts of it. I love seeing that boy jump off that boat. Like, I finally saw that this morning. Like, that was
the one.
We just see him swim across, but he's on the boat across the way and jumps off. You know, we know it, you know, all that kind of stuff. But
it was very interesting and very impressive. And when you look at the history of Blacks in America, for us to finally get a win is a big deal. Dana Keel, how do you?
A win at a drop-off site for slaves, a win at a place that is just filled with the blood of our ancestors. You know what I'm saying? They truly stirred the water.
The place they were was very significant. Dana, how do we stay in touch?
Y'all see it right there. Instagram is the best at Dana Keel. That's two N's, and that is I before E. Always I before E. People always often ask me, is it E-I-L? And I'm like, no, I before E, except after C. That's okay. Dana Keel, and it's everywhere, y'all. Dana Keel, at Dana Keel anywhere, Facebook, Instagram, Dana Keel 26 at TikTok. But that's the best one. Y'all see it up there. Two N's, K-I-E-L.
Will Walls, first of all, I want to apologize to putting the angst in you've been in 30 years. Thank you so much for joining the show today. How do we stay in touch, Will?
This was great, man. This was really great. I got both of my websites up there. One is innovatediversity.org, and then the other one is willwwalls.com. And then my Instagram is at willwwalls.com. But yeah, if you can't find me, you're not trying very hard.
Not really trying. My partner in crime, you can catch us later on today, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. On the West Coast, Rito Brown, fabulous, funny comedian. Rito, how do we get in touch, bro?
Rito Brown on everything, Instagram, whatever we're using, Threads now, and X, Twitter, the new app, I'm on that shit too, so you can find me on there. And I got Tuesday comedy shows every Tuesday night in Hollywood, station 1640. So if you ain't doing nothing tonight, come out.
Hey, man, I'd never say this on our show, man, but I really appreciate you, Rito Brown. Like, this dude knows the internet in and out, and he's not afraid to share it with a old nigga like me. And I appreciate that, bro. I really do.
No problem, Roddy. You already know, man.
You want to thank me for saying that?
Nah, not at all. Not when you say that every week. So, like, you could add something once in a while, nigga.
Hey, Lil, how good is it to be on the Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated? How good? How we stay in touch, bro?
Hollywood Hop _06 on Instagram. Charles L. Hop Good on Facebook. Catch me live online. I'll be selling my line of chairs.
Line of chairs.
In the words, in the wake of Montgomery, Alabama, a chair is still a chair.
Right? That's why this morning.
There's no one sitting there.
I love it.
That's for real. Okay. Hollywood Hopgood is also a credit restoration. He can help you build your credit very fast if you had any credit
issues. For real,
he's the man to reach out to. If you have a 500 credit score, how good can change that very quickly.
For real, y'all. You know, you got people that try it, but this is my life. I quit my corporate job to do it 11 years ago. I'm 25 years experience in it.
Hey, thank you, each and every one of you. My name is Rodney Perry. Thank you for tuning in, Rodney Perry Live. This afternoon, we finna argue Rodney Perry and Rido Brown. It goes down at 6 p.m. Eastern. And other than that, man, keep following. It's going to keep getting bigger. And how about this? Wayne Brady is pansexual now, whatever that is.
That means he like both, right?
He like
everything. They educated me. They told me that was everything.
All these words, I got to like look it up now.
But what's everything, though?
Transsexual.
I'm telling you, you can't leave Wayne Brady alone with your dog. I don't think that's what it means. But
look, yeah, I'm looking it up now.
What the hell?
Every gender. That's what they just told me.
Non-binary.
And there's not two genders. There's actually five genders.
He's trending too.
That's why I picked him as a topic. All right, hey, y'all. I'm Roddy Perry. Have a great rest of the day. Wayne Brady getting his pants on. Yeah.
Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey. Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from